Maybe the best team in the Final Four is not Duke, it's not North Carolina, it's not Kansas, it's not Villanova. It could be influencer, as in INFLCR, because all four of the men's teams in the Final Four are clients of influencer. With Q Myers in for Ian Fitzsimmons, I'm Freddie Coleman on the Friday Groove-a-thon, known as Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. Every player has the influencer app on their smartphones to help build their social media brands and manage their name, image, and likeness business. That means the influencer is the best team going into this weekend's Final Four. Let's bring in Jim Caval. He is the CEO of Influencer, and he joins us here on Freddie Fitzsimmons. Jim, how did your company get to be this much of a part of the Final Four, with all Final Four teams part of your clientele with Influencer?
Man, Freddie, first of all, I appreciate you saying all that and having me on. What a weekend here in New Orleans. It's just such a setting, as you're seeing yourself. For us, it's really an origin story that starts back in late 2017. Coach Calipari, Kentucky basketball, was our first client. And back then, NIL wasn't a thing. Mm-hmm. So really what we were trying to do was get the schools to pay us for our software to help the kids, student-athletes, get the access to the content that's shot of them playing, practicing, doing everything they're doing. The reality was, back then, social media was blowing up. Kids wanted their photos, their videos, so they could share it to their Instagram, their Snapchat, their Twitter. And Influencer is the app where they now get that content and they can share it. But because of NIL being live, they can also use their following to actually make money. You know, businesses, collectives, donors use the Influencer app to find kids, search them, communicate with them, and actually pay them for NIL deals that get reported to not only the IRS, but also to the compliance department. So it's just a lot of fun, man. It's really cool to be a part of all that's going on with athlete empowerment, and especially to do it at the Final Four with these teams and these athletes that are making the most of this big moment for them.
Jim, how crazy is it to think back that in 2017, most of the teams and the programs wouldn't talk to you? Now I'm sure everyone is talking to you.
You're so right, man. Like, you know, we were with 207 schools in Division I, 4,000 teams. And, you know, in 2017, 2018, you know, actually it was funny. Duke, Carolina, and Kansas were all early adopters. They all bought in the first year before NIL was live, all that. Villanova bought a little bit later, but it's really cool to see now all these schools care about brand building, care about social media for their athletes, obviously care about NIL and helping athletes make money, because it plays into recruiting, it plays into magnifying your school's brand. I mean, let's face it, way more people follow the collective of your athletes versus your team account on social. So if you want to reach recruits, you want to reach fans, the best way to do it is through the athletes, let alone the fact that helping your athletes make money plays into recruiting and the story you're going to tell the recruits about how they can make money if they come to your school. So it's really cool, man.
Jim Caval, the CEO of Influencer, all four of the men's teams of Final Four, clients of Influencer, joining Freddie Coleman and Q Myers on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio. What made your company decide to do this? Because it's very easy to talk yourself, Jim, out of something than to talk yourself into something. What was the neon moment you said, what have we got to lose? Let's do it this way, by going after those kind of clients.
Freddie, I'm a sick serial entrepreneur. I've built multiple businesses. I've sold multiple businesses. I've filed. In 2015, I had a fitness franchise I started back in 2010, but we were about 5 years old in 2015 when the O'Bannon case was going out. We had about 50 locations.
Right.
I was running my franchise conference at the Westin in Birmingham, Alabama, and I ran into Greg Sankey, who's a friend of mine, and all the ADs from the SEC. And what were they talking about? They're talking about the O'Bannon case. And Commissioner Sankey shared with me what was going on. I started to learn about it. I started to study it. And what I realized was NIL was not a matter of if, but when. And so a year later in 2016, I sold my fitness franchise, Iron Tribe Fitness, to start focusing on building something new. It took me about a year. I had the means to spend a year traveling around, talking to coaches, talking to people in the college space. What I realized was, while NIL might not be a matter of if, but when, social media and kids being able to actually build a brand with their social was already a thing. And so that's where the entry point really showed itself to me. And I took a chance, built this tech, started helping kids get content, build their brand on social, and then in 2021, NIL went live, and we were able to launch more products, helping them be contacted by businesses that want to pay them, helping them get paid, and helping them ultimately report everything so they do it safely.
Jim, we talk about the teams in the Final Four, all four of them being, you know, being clients of yours. But what about the little guy? And I'm not just saying that because I might have a 6'5 point guard that plays D2 basketball. But how much could this help the little guy?
You know, it's funny. I'm a D2 baseball guy. I'm from New York.
Go.
I went down to Alabama to play baseball down at the University of Montebello. And I still live in Alabama. I live in Birmingham. That's where we base all the businesses I've built, including Influencer. And I love that story that you just told, because the reality is I connect almost everything I've done in business to playing college sports. The discipline, the leadership, the skills you learn being an athlete, you can leverage it in business. You can leverage it in your career. You can leverage it doing what you guys do, building a radio brand and a show and going out there and doing what you do to tell stories. The reality is athletes need to think of themselves as more than an athlete. And they need to do it while they still have the jersey, while they're still playing.
Right.
Because if they do it while they're still playing, they can create so many opportunities. They can get more of a response from people than when they're done. And so, you know, if you're a 6'5 point guard playing D2 basketball, if you're aggressive on social, telling your story, not just inside the lines as an athlete, sharing content of you playing and doing what you're doing as an athlete, but outside the lines, your passions with music, your passions with dancing, video games. We've seen athletes do all these things, telling their story, activism, philanthropy, the things that they're passionate about beyond the game. Telling that story is how people connect with them. And if you build a following, influencers have proved it. You can monetize it. And athletes have a better chance to do that with anyone. And we're helping them do it with Influencer. But it's just fun to see, man. And you know, what's funny is in this Final Four, there's a few athletes that are making 7 figures.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of athletes making 6 figures, but there's a lot of athletes just making 5 and 4 figures with their NIL, but they're all working a muscle that's going to help them build what's next, help them use this stage here in New Orleans to set the stage for the rest of their lives. And that's what I'm most excited about.
Great stuff by Jim Caval, the CEO of Influencer. All four Final Four teams are clients of his company, joining Freddie Coleman and Q Myers on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio. Jim, I remember when NIL was going to take effect, and people said, this is going to wreck locker rooms. There's going to be jealousy. I said, guys in locker rooms get more upset over girls than they will about somebody making money. So now that this has been able to take root, and we have not heard about this dividing locker rooms or fracturing teams, how much do you feel justified that this has been the way to go, with players having a chance to make money off their likeness and not worry about somebody trying to get theirs at the expense of those players, no matter what locker room, no matter what sport that is?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Freddie, the girls' point is great, but you could even use playing time. Like, not everybody gets equal playing time, right? Like, the reality is there's scout players that everybody knows in the locker room. They work really hard to help them get ready for the games, and even though they don't get minutes, they're all a part of a bigger thing called the team. And so, you know, I think that it is justified. And I think that there's also a lot of examples of players. I'm going to use a women's basketball player, Sedona Prince from Oregon, who's an influencer athlete user on the app. Sedona's great about when deals come her way, she wants to involve her whole team. She'll make the company that's paying her actually do a team deal where all the athletes can post to promote that company, and she can share the revenue with her teammates. So I think athletes are actually trying to include their teammates. But even when they don't, when it's Bancaro at Duke doing a deal with Yahoo to promote their brackets for the NCAA tournament, I don't think McKeels or any of the players on Duke care. I think they're happy for Bancaro. And by the way, Bancaro's turned down a bunch of deals, probably more than he's made. He's turned down because he's focused on winning this national title, which is another story. And that is, athletes are learning to balance school, playing on the court, and this NIL thing all in one. Pro athletes don't have to do that. They just have the game and NIL. They don't have school. These athletes have even more to balance, and they're, like I said, learning to work a muscle that's going to make it so valuable for them after they're done with this, whatever they do.
I probably should have asked you this earlier, but how does the athlete get involved with Influencer?
Well, their school has to buy our product. Like I said before, we have, you know, more than 200 D1 schools that have either 3 or 5 year contracts with us to provide our products to the athletes. You know, at the pro level, same thing. The pro teams pay us for our software, and the athletes then can download the app, use it to get content from Getty, from USA Today, from their school or pro team that's shooting content. And then they can also use it to be contacted by businesses, donors, individuals that want to work with them on NIL. And then when they take payment from them through our app, it automates all the reporting for tax purposes, but also for the compliance department at the college level. So it's all paid for by the school. We take no transaction fees. The athletes don't pay anything on the deals that happen through us. The school pays for everything, or if it's a pro level, the pro team pays for everything.
Wow, fascinating conversation by a man whose team, let's be honest, they're the best team in the Final Four. That is Influencer, right. And Jim Caval's the CEO Influencer, because all four teams in the Final Four, meaning Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, and Villanova, all his clients. If you get a chance, go on his Twitter handle at Jim Caval. Great conversation, which they use University of Michigan Athletics as a guide to help create a blueprint to help institutes take full ownership in providing the resources that Influence is going to provide, doing a great job breaking that down with us here with Freddie coming to Q Myers and Freddie and Fitzsimmons. Hey, Jim, appreciate the time. Enjoy the Final Four. Continued success, and thanks for joining us, my friend, and you be well.
Thanks for having me, and tell Ian Fitzsimmons, Birmingham guy, I miss him.